Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh, isn't there
anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Good afternoon, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Dunkin's Donuts, Ryan Rozelle here, filling in for Mr. McHugh. This next week, he will be back. We'll be doing a duet show together, and then he'll be taking the reins again once more. I'm joined today by musician, recording producer, construction master, Jordan Koop of Noise Floor Recording Studios. Hello.
Hello, Ryan.
Thanks for coming on.
My voice sounds so deep. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great. You're here for a few bands to see that you've produced. That was a very strange sentence. You have started Noise Floor about 4 years ago.
That's true.
Yeah. And recorded a lot of really good bands. Cool. Some of the best albums to come out of Vancouver recently, I think, are from Noise Floor.
Cool, man. Thanks.
So, yeah, just to name a few of my personal favorites
for
the listeners out there.
Uh-huh.
War Baby, The Courtneys, Needles and Pins, Dead Soft, coming out tonight, Bank Robber, Cascadia, The Chanterelles, Cowards, Peace, White Poppy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whopper.
Yeah.
Of a list.
I love all those bands.
Yeah. And more. That's just a few
of
the many bands which I've recorded at Noise Floor and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future.
God willing.
Why don't you just talk about the studio yourself for a bit?
Yeah, well, I used to live here in Vancouver and ran a couple studios and recorded a lot of those bands that you mentioned back when they were brand new. And I moved to Gabriola Island, which is a tiny Gulf island, not too far out from Nanaimo. And I built a studio there last summer. My wife and I have a property out there, and we built a new studio. And we have them come. The bands come and they stay with us. I built a room for them to live in, and
it looks really nice.
Yeah,
I've heard good things.
Yeah, my wife is a pretty good decorator, so she's got it all tuned up there. And so we just have this little getaway kind of retreat vibe thing going on out there for everyone that wants to escape the everyday, make a record.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah, it looks great. Bunk beds, which I think is probably a treat for everyone, bonding experience.
Sure, I think if you can get along with a band in a van on tour,
good point.
You got no problem like sleeping,
bunking up. That's actually probably a bonus. You're not together on the floor.
Yeah.
Bumping sleeping bags.
Yeah.
There's also rumored that there's a Nintendo in there. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, we got all sorts of stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you got in there?
We have, the good stuff's outside.
Oh.
That's where all the deer are and the bunny rabbits.
Oh, okay.
And
alive,
the nature stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get too many of those.
Yeah.
In the city.
Yeah.
This here city.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your trip out here, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Bands coming to an end, bands blossoming.
Mm.
New Sensei.
Mm-hmm.
Last show.
Yeah.
You recorded their most recent album.
No, I did not.
No.
No, I wish.
Okay.
I recorded a 7-inch by them called Three Dreams many years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that at the Noise Floor or Emergency Room?
Yeah, that was at a studio called the Emergency Room. Yeah, and we did that there.
Great.
Yeah.
And bands blossoming. Yeah. Dead Soft's debut.
Yeah.
Full album.
Yeah, I'm really stoked on these guys.
They're great.
Amazing.
They're great people.
Yeah. Yeah, I met them a couple of years ago in Victoria. They played a show, and we just, got the ball rolling. And I did a little live recording for them.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, and then it was like singing No Time to Make This Record, and it came out really quick. Like, we did that. I think they were the second band I recorded in my new space. And we just did it over a period of like 6 days. And now it's, I can't wait for everyone to hear it. Songs are amazing.
Yeah, it sounds great. It's able to stream on Exclaim and purchasable as of today in record stores.
Yeah, it's all
across the world.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, they've got a new music video out too that looks pretty neat.
Yes.
Heads are shaved.
Yeah.
And things are spilt all over.
Yeah.
It
was like that recording with them too.
And
really messy.
Oh yeah. Just ruined the studio.
Yeah.
Second band to record in it.
I'm here to bill them.
Collect your dues. Yes, did you also know that Graham, the drummer in Dead Soft, has a viral YouTube video, The Meat Sorcerer?
Yes, I do know that.
Okay.
Yeah, when you're out and you can't get away from everyone, like making an album, like what is it, My Place? There's a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
Especially in the evening or in the early morning. And he made sure that we saw that.
I love that video. The comedic timing, you know, there's like a narrative arc to it, a conclusion.
Yeah.
That's a great video. Josh Groban tweeted it.
No way.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was on U-Bomb's World, too. Anyways.
I found out a lot about Graham in, in 6 days.
He is a master safeware. Like, if you go to Safeway with him, he's got, like, an intricate plan. He's like, he gets the loaf of bread for the soup, but then mixes them together and cuts up his salad into it. And he takes pride in like, a good Safeway lunch. Gets the deals.
Yeah, I believe it. He's, yeah. I don't want to rag on him too much, but his eating habits are weird.
One big meal a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. I went to sled with them, and he just had one meal that was humongous.
Yeah.
Per day.
I'm just going to say, Graham, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I watched this guy devour like 18 celery stalks in about 30 seconds, and that was all he ate for the day.
Oh, well, you can talk to Graham about his eating habits tonight at the Cobalt.
Yeah, and throw him off his game.
Throw him off his game, yeah. He's going to just heckle him a little bit while he's playing. I saw him break 2 drum pedals in 2 shows in a row at Sled Island.
He's a monster.
And, yeah, throwing sticks left and right.
Yeah.
And he's got a new haircut, so he's even more aerodynamic.
Yeah.
And silver. Ooh. His hair's dyed silver.
Oh, my God.
So he's a silver fox now.
Silver surfer. On that
yeah. And Nat's got a new do that's just bald.
I can't wait to see everyone's haircut.
That. Yeah. He's got a pretty nice shaped head. I feel like it'll highlight the crazy eyes, which he gets. Also, almost all the other bands playing are bands that you've recorded. The Courtney's, War Baby, not MOSFET.
No.
Nope.
No. I do like that band. I saw them last year at Sunfest. I think that's what it's called, Sunfest.
That's on the islands?
No. It sounds like it should be, but it was on like Kingsway or something. It's like a big festival.
Sweet.
Like one day.
Metamorphfest?
No. Okay. I don't know. I think it was called Sunfest.
Huh.
Anyways, they were great.
Yeah, those guys are great. Nice fellas, too. And that's at the Cobalt with Tim the Mute of Kingfisher Blues DJing in between. Another nice fella. Do we have some Dead Soft on your phone? I could queue it up.
Sure.
On the old World Wide Web.
Whoever's fastest.
Race, yeah. You're probably going to beat me.
I don't have the song names. You go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's just play. Oh, and now if you go on their Bandcamp, you can play all of them as of today. Before, it was just everything was playable. But look at that. Taking the next step, their album is available online, deadsoftbandcamp.com, and their vinyl record comes out today. There's rare, I don't think you can get the gold copies, I think those are mail order only, but there's some rare stuff, t-shirts that they printed that look very nice as well.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, well let's play some Dead Soft, and then we'll be back with Jordan Koop, co-founder and owner of Noise Floor Recording Studios. Sorry, I blew that. Thank you, Jordan, for picking up on that. I was like, wow, this is a little bit more distortion in here than I remember. Okay, sorry, Dead Soft, if you're listening. I just butchered playing your song on the radio on the day of your album release. Let's try that again. Phase by Dead Soft.
Take it away. But don't give a say only what to say.
Okay, you're listening to CITR. Here with Jordan Koop of Noise Floor Recording Studios. That was Dead Soft playing tonight off their new album Phase, recorded at the Noise Floor. We're also going to be playing some songs recorded at the Noise Floor, which have not even been released yet. Mm-hmm. But first, I want to talk more about a day at Noise Floor Studios. Yeah. I hear the word retreat a lot. Yeah. Emphasis on the treat. Everyone has a very nice time when they go.
Yeah, I think so.
And just island life.
Yeah, it can be a weird thing to record an album, I think, from a, you know, I do it all the time, but I see like bands struggle to come up with the funds and the time to do that sort of thing. So I think it's really nice for them to kind of like just escape their regular life and focus on making their art. And I think it is a treat to just kind of get away and chill out for a bit, you know? So when they come in and play, like from clients that I've worked with in the past, and maybe I've done a record in Vancouver with them and then we'll do a record out there with them. You can hear it kind of in the music, how much better it is in a way. Like they're just so much more focused and into it. So, that's our vibe. Retreat. Get away.
Retreat.
Chill. Yeah.
And not the bad kind of retreating.
No. We're trying to make something pretty special.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like it.
Yeah.
So could you just describe like what a typical day for the layman mm-hmm. who don't know what recording an album is mm-hmm. like? Mm-hmm. Like what's a day briefly of...
We get up when the rooster crows.
Is that right?
Yeah. We go.
I find it hard to believe that Graham gets up when the rooster crows.
We feed the deer out of the palm of our hands. And then, we'll typically have some coffee and some breakfast together in the kitchen side, the other area. And then we'll go away into the studio for about 8 to 10, 11 hours sometimes. And work hard on whatever we're trying to do for that day. And then at night, maybe have a nice dinner together or go out and, you know, do something on the island, karaoke.
Ooh.
One of the local bars, or shoot some guns, or Nathaniel brought his bow and arrow, so he was
okay.
Yeah, he was shooting stuff in the yard, and I don't know. It's kind of chill. There's lots to do in the downtime. We'll go to a beach, and in the summer it's great. You know, we'll roll down to the beach, and there's nobody there, and just hang out there.
I've been once. It's a very nice.
To Gabriola?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that like crazy thrift store. That they have.
Oh, the Gyro.
The Gyro.
It's a recycling depot. It's like, if you want to get rid of your junk, you just drop it off there and then someone else will take it. I've gotten so many good stuff.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
cheaper than dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
That's a nice place. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful kayaking, camping.
Yeah. I still want to do that. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah. I didn't do it either, but I watched people have more fun than me from the shore.
Yeah. I met a guy from Beetroot. He was camping there, and he just came over, and we hung out for a bit.
Cool.
It was his first time there, too. Yeah, I never checked out the campground. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, should we play some new tunes?
Okay. What should we hear?
I'll let you choose. If you're just tuning in.
Okay, so I'm going to play this band called Cowards, and it's the first band that I recorded after I built my new space on Gabriola.
Great.
And they said it was cool if I played this because it's not out yet. This song's called, what is it called? I'm Curious. We'll be right back.
nobody's listening. When he's spitting his chimes and complaints.
Okay, back on the air. New song by Cowards, mixed, unmastered, from the Noise Floor.
Correct, sir.
You said it was a fun time hanging with those guys.
Oh, man, now you're putting me on the spot. I told you that in confidence off the air.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. Yeah,
they don't want to be known as fun guys.
Yeah, they're not. They're not fun guys. No, it was awesome. Couldn't have been better. Couldn't have gone smoother. Yeah, they showed up. Seriously, I was still hammering nails into the studio, and they were like, we're here. And of course I knew they were coming, but I spent all night wiring up the studio in preparation, and everything went totally smoothly, and yeah, they were a lot of fun.
Great. So how long has the space been finished now?
Since October.
October.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Noise Floor Recording Studios on Gabriel Island, renowned as the best recording studio in BC now by people on the internet.
They're always right.
They're always right. Co-founder here with Jordan Koop, also a musician in the band Twin Crystals, been around for a while. You guys have done some very extensive touring. Into Mexico, even. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that like?
It was amazing, yeah. We had, I can't remember what tour that was on. It was probably a big one, and we were in El Paso, Texas, and we had some friends there, the Dozal brothers, who are a great little brothers, and they just have a great project, and they were like, do you guys want to go to Mexico tonight?
Hell yeah.
And we were like, of course, let's do it. And then it was like, do you want to play in Mexico tonight? And it was like, okay, for sure. And yeah, it was a trip driving into Juarez. And we played at this this venue called Cats. And I don't know if you remember Richards on Richards, but it was kind of like that, but with more neon and three floors instead of two.
Hmm. And did you guys have zoot suits?
No, we didn't have zoot suits. I think we were still wearing the same clothes from 2 weeks before. But it was cool because they had all the kids, like underage, could watch the bands on the bottom, and then they had two balconies to sell beer.
Huh.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, and you know, we had to borrow all the equipment, and that was kind of hard. I think we just kind of snuck on the bill. you know, our interpreter said there's a band from Canada here that wants to play. And so it was a trip. And we were in and out, so we didn't get to see Juarez at all. But
left that night, or
yeah, we went back across that night. But amazing,
hey,
amazing time.
Quick trip to Mexico,
yeah,
not bad.
Yeah,
are you guys gonna record some Twin Crystals in the noise floor?
Maybe.
Okay.
okay. So we started something a couple years ago. We started recording some of our songs. We might pick up where we left off. I don't know. We just started kind of playing shows again. I'm gonna make a record with Jesse and Mormon Crosses when they get back from their White Lung tour. And who knows? Maybe we'll work on Twin Crystal stuff too.
Great.
Yeah.
Great, great. Maybe should we play another jam?
Yeah.
Some new jams?
Yeah.
Fresh off the floor.
Sorry. Okay. How about a song from New War Baby record? They're playing tonight with Courtney's and Dead Soft.
Great. Kirby just had a show for his mom.
Yes, I was there too.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It was amazing.
Yeah. She surfed around.
I met his mom and his bro. Really cool people. So this song's called Master Blaster.
Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya,
Anthaskakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo. So we're having a party. It's going to be awesome.
Music Waste and CITR 101.9 are pleased to present the 10th annual Victory Square Block Party on August 31st.
Ooh, yeah!
This free day of music features the Shilohs, Cool, Dead Soft, Tough Age, Supermoon, Purple Heart Social Club, Nervous Talk, and Fountain, plus DJs Cherche La Femme and Richard McFarlane. Come down to Victory Square from 2 to 9 p.m., located on the corner of Canby Street and West Hastings.
Can do!
For more information, go to victorysquareblockparty.com.
Your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Okay, and we're back on the air on 101.9 FM with Jordan Koop of the Noise Floor Recording Studios. We just heard two songs, one accidentally by War Baby.
I'm a Luddite when it comes to the cell phone MP3 playing. It just kept going.
It just keeps on going.
Yeah, it keeps playing.
Well, that's from the new album, their new album, coming forth.
Yeah, 2018 most likely.
Okay. But you can see them play those songs, maybe, and many more tonight.
Oh, yeah. We'll play them all.
At the Cobe. Ye old Cobalt.
Mm-hmm.
With Dead Soft, the Courtneys, two other bands that you've recorded, and MOSFET.
Yeah.
MOSFET. Let's talk some more about some things. I've heard from several people, and I guess maybe each band's different, but your recording style, you really like to go for like a live sound, and I know you guys also do just live recordings for bands venues.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific philosophy behind like how the sort of sound you want to produce from a band?
Yeah, I guess so. Most artists that I work with are working on a very small budget and they're paying for everything themselves 99% of the time. So it's, I'm kind of working at their pace, which is like, let's record everyone as much as we can at once, as quickly as we can. I've certainly done records, not live performing all at once. But generally that's what I prefer to do. It's, a lot of the records that I love, just like growing up, the performers are all in the room playing together. And so I try and do that as much as possible. And the bands are more than happy to do that because that's what they do when they're practicing or playing a show. Most records I cut are everyone playing together. And we try and keep it pretty faithful to like, what they're going for, unless they want something completely different, a more produced thing, but usually try and keep it pretty faithful to the sound of the band.
Yeah. And a pretty wide range of styles. I mean, you've got a lot of the heavier punk stuff, but also the Chanterelles, some funk and soul.
Yeah. Wow, that was a great time.
Yeah, they're wicked.
Yeah, 8-piece band, and we recorded it on 8 tracks.
Great.
So very minimal
style.
Amazing. Amazing band all around.
Great. Yeah, Courtney's some poppier stuff.
Yes.
Just all over the map, and it all sounds great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, of course. Cascadia, another band which you've recorded recently,
mm-hmm.
and I think you've got some new tunes by them in the mix as well.
Yes, I've got the okay to play one, too.
Okay, and no more.
Just the one.
Just the one.
Or Dan will kill me.
Oh, Dan. Yeah, he's having a rough week. Dan, if you're listening out there, stay strong. I'm sorry their house caught fire.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
They have to move. It's, yeah.
Oh.
Done. So I'm really sorry, Dan. That's a huge bummer. And you've got a couch and a friend in me.
Yeah. I hope to see you tonight, Dan. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be there. That guy's pretty much at every show I've ever been to. So.
Awesome.
We'll see him tonight.
Okay.
Cool.
So this is a song called Voider from Cascadia.
Yeah.
new unreleased music from Cascadia, recorded at the Noise Floor by Jordan Koop, our guest today. What a beautiful voice Sasha has.
So good, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a great person as well.
Yeah. Lovely people.
Yeah. All good peeps. We're sitting here chatting about the new hot studio in town, or I guess out of town.
Yeah, way out of town.
On the island.
Yeah.
Gabriola. A nice place. Wasn't there a bear or like a wolf that swam out there or
cougar.
Something? A cougar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Although I heard someone found a bear poo in their backyard.
Wow.
Recently. I don't know.
Rumors.
Yeah.
Chupacabras even.
Sure.
Cited.
Could be.
Yeah. You brought one back from Mexico in your tour van all the way to Gabriola.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a nice place to go.
That's our slogan.
Is it a nice place to live?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How has the transition been for you from city punk man?
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard, but we left 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hard transition at times, especially because we weren't, I wasn't sure if I wanted to start another studio. But since we're on Gabriola, it's been incredible, and I love coming back to Vancouver now.
Great.
Yeah.
So, you don't complain about it like everyone else here.
No. I've been away long enough. I really enjoy spending time here again. It's just not a place for me to live or work, so.
Yeah.
But we've adapted quite well now.
Great.
Yeah.
How many people live on Gabriola Island? I guess it kind of fluctuates in the
Right now, there's
summer.
A lot. Yeah. Right now, I'd say there's like 6,500.
Okay.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the year, maybe 4,500.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it nicer for you when there's other people there, or are they just like...
I get kind of frustrated when I see the American tourists kind of just
damn Yanks
daydreaming everywhere, and I'm trying to get somewhere.
Yeah,
it sounds stupid, but like when there's a lot of tourists there, it can get kind of annoying.
Do you know what the status is of their community radio station? Is that happening?
Yes, it is. It's
okay.
They have their license.
Okay, great.
And my wife, Terry, is the program director.
Great.
She got in there and, so it's, they're working on the antenna part right now, I think, still.
Mm-hmm. But have an internet feed or?
We have an internet feed.
Okay.
Yep. CKGI, Gabriola. So you can stream a bunch of shows. There's a lot of pre-recorded content, so we're not, it's not live, but... hopefully soon.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the new tracks coming out of the Noise Floor can be...
Yeah, who knows?
...broadcast
out
over the island, out over Vancouver from CITR, and across Canada, the many wonderful community radio stations that exist.
Excellent.
You have another track for us.
Oh, yeah.
Unreleased.
I wanted to play this song from this band from Victoria called Hush Pup. They're really... sweet couple who have since moved back to Toronto, but it's just a little different style of music from what we've been listening to, so
of course
I wanted to play this song called Swimming. Thank you.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show. Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today. Plus jokes and riddles. All sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Okay, we're back one last time with Mr. Jordan Koop of the Noise Floor Recording Studios, established 2010 but newly remodeled. You moved to a new location.
Yeah, on Gabriola.
Where were you before?
We were in this small town called Ladysmith, and it was kind of, it was our stepping stone out of the big city.
Okay, and now you've made it. You're Islanders.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're meant to be on Gabriola for sure.
If I were in a band
and
I wanted to record
the
Noise Floor Recording Studios, how would I do that?
Yeah, you just give me, if we have a website with all our contact info, it's thenoisefloor.ca. And you can get, there's a phone number, an email, and all the necessary, you know, information that you might have. Or, just email me and jordan@thenoisefloor.ca and I'll get back to you. And we have our rates up there. We offer like a weekly package sort of thing.
Ferry costs included.
Some of them, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like to entice people to take a week off or more and have a vacation, have a fun time, come away with a cool album.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming by.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lovely hour.
Cool.
If you want to shake Jordan's hand and tell him how much you love all the albums he's recorded over the years, you can find him tonight at the Cobalt.
I'll be there.
For Dead Soft's album release party.
Mm-hmm.
We played a few tracks by some bands that'll be playing there. Talked about them. War Baby, The Courtneys, MOSFET, all good bands. Come buy some merch, say hello, and listen to some great tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to play us out with
I'd love to play
one last song? Is there anything you'd like to add before that?
No, man.
Okay.
It's great.
Okay, great.
I'd like to play a song. A buddy of mine, Chris Vanderland, has 3,000 projects always going, and I really like his this band called Slim Fathers, and we did a record last year, and this song is called Outhouses of the Holy, and it's by Slim Fathers from Vancouver.
Thank you. is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR.